Yeah, they were so excited, were they?
Yeah.
I had to ask.
You want your license?
Especially. Okay, it is noon on Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. We're gonna call this the Santa Maria County Board of County Commissioners Special Meeting to order. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you please lead us in the invocation?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your kindness, showing your merciful amount of moisture that we are so grateful for this past couple weeks here in Los Angeles County. We thank you for your guidance and having us come together today, doing the work of our county, and being guided by you in this moment. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen.
Commissioner Tony Haas.
Yes, my pleasure.
Service of the business to the fire.
United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome, Mr. Tony Haas.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Keenest.
Here.
Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second motion.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Keenest.
Yes. Section two, the Board of County Commissioners, acting in the capacity as a board equalization, appears to hear this decision evaluation from the following property owners. A, logistics CEO merit advisors. Ms. Amaro.
Actually, it will be the county attorney.
Okay, I will now call this hearing to order. The procedure that we're gonna be using is gonna be hearing. First, the petitioner is gonna be presenting, and then the assessor. And then any reply by the petitioner, any person who presents information or comments during this hearing will also be sworn in. Any documents provided to the board during such testimony will also be added to the record for these proceedings. So now, do we have the petitioner online? Do we have the following?
I'm sorry.
Do we have the representative of logistics online?
Yes, this is JC Kelser with Merit Advisors. I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing.
Okay, let me get closer to the mic. How is that? Can you hear us a little bit better?
A little bit. How are y'all today?
Doing well. So before we get into the conversation, you're joining us via phone. So I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand.
Okay.
And we're going to swear you in. Do you solemnly affirm under the penalty of perjury that the testimony that you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
JC Kelser.
Go ahead and proceed.
Okay, I protested this account for Logistics. It's their Trinidad yard in Los Animas. And I was requesting additional obsolescence for the compressors that are sitting idle on this yard. I have provided information on the idle compressors of when they were last released from a job. I believe y'all have all this information. And I've also provided rental rates as well from 2015 to 2020. On the idle compressor spreadsheet, it shows in, I believe, column E, it shows the idle dates. And as you can see, a lot of these have been idle since 2015 and 2014. So when they're idle on the yard, they're not getting a lot of repair and maintenance. So then for them to be placed out on a job or out in the field, they would have to be brought back up to speed. And it would take a lot of money to do that. So that's one of the reasons we were requesting additional obsolescence, as well as the rental rates. If you look The 2020 rates still are not back up to where the rates, the rental rates were before COVID. So we were just wanting to get additional consideration for those factors.
Commissioner, do we have any questions?
Not at this time.
Any additional information, Ms. Kelker?
No, sir.
Okay. Let me then go to our county assessor. Please raise your right hand. Okay. Do you solemnly affirm under the penalty of perjury that the testimony that you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Commissioner, can you swear in my deputy also, Giselle Feltinger?
I certainly will. And for the record, before we go to your deputy, please state your name.
I am Jody Amato, Los Angeles County Assessor.
Ms. Feltinger, please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly affirm under the penalty of perjury that the testimony you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Giselle Feltinger, Los Angeles County Deputy Assessor.
Thank you so much. Either of the two of you, please proceed.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, JC, for joining us today. We did receive the first initial protest. We denied it because the date that we were supposed to send out our notices of determination is when we received back the data from Logistics and Merit. So there was not adequate time. So therefore, we denied it at my assessor's level. Then, of course, we come on to the CDOE level. As Logistics have said, they are requesting additional obsolescence for all the compressors sitting idle. And everything being assessed is listed in sitting idle. The data provided from the tax agent, besides two of the items, have been disposed and won't be removed until January 1 of next year. The way personal property law gets more Colorado assessment, if it's sitting in our county as of the assessment date, we have it for the full year, and then we'll remove it the following year. We understand the rental data worksheet, but the rental data that they sent us does not match what was reported to us April 15th. So therefore, I know there was some reach out and some questions asked as to we need apples to apples, oranges to oranges. And I don't believe we received that information yet. Information back as of yet. We have 11 items on the 2021 rental worksheet. So that means that was what was reported to us. There was 11 compressors rented out, and now those seem to be sitting idle. Besides, for two of them on the 2021. We only have on all the well report that was reported to us, we only have three items that were not sitting idle in the yard on that list. Statutorily, if these compressors are sitting in the yard idle, they're considered stored equipment under the bell tables and under oil and gas personal property, how we assess them. So according to the state and the Department of Taxation, we can let them go to the depreciation floor, which is about 15% good, and that is as low as we can go. At this moment, we are requesting to the board that you deny this appeal and we move on to the BAA to ensure that Logistics has their proper and due diligence and has their time, and we protect their right to protest. And that will allow us, as the assessor's office and Logistics, ample time to hopefully get this ironed out better. So that is what I am recommending to the board at this moment. Are there any questions?
Commissioner, Chairman, Ms. Amato, thank you for being here today. So basically, your statement says that you have not received the information to line up with what the information you have before, just as of yet, and this is the reason for your request to deny to move forward so that it can be assessed properly at the next level.
That is correct.
Yes.
Questions?
Dave? Ms. Kelker?
Yes.
Any questions, any additional clarification or information for the Board of County Commissioners to proceed?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Deputy Director, anything else that you would like to add to for the record?
No, JC, basically we just kind of need some clarification on some of the data that was submitted. That way I can make sure we're doing our end appropriately and we're giving it to the right compressors.
Right, gentlemen, we got information with the record file. You have information that if at this point in time you're comfortable, I will entertain a motion to proceed with this matter.
Chairman, I'll make a motion to deny logistics application for this decision.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese?
Yes.
Commissioner Ferguson?
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Amato. Thank you for the research and information. And from here on, I would imagine the communication between you and the company will continue.
Yes, and just for a clarification point, the board, I believe, has to look fit to get information out to logistics and Merritt. That way she is advised of the next step to take. And we will advise her via email also. Okay, thank you.
So much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Will we, at this point in time, do we feel the need that we go into executive session? I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second motion.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Ferguson?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, JC. See you in the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.